Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa gitna ng patuloy na pagtaas ng presyo ng bilihin at ang lumalalang housing crisis sa Australia, maraming pamilya at individual ang naghahanap ng alternatibong paraan upang magkaroon ng sariling tahanan nang hindi nababaon sa utang. Isang mag-asawa na lumipat mula sa Hong Kong papuntang Australia ang nakatagpo ng sagot sa pamamagitan ng pagpapatayo ng sariling tiny house sa Northeast Victoria.
With the tiny house, every square inch of our space is mindfully designed for maximum functionality. So everything is kept simple and cozy without the burden of a massive mortgage.
Ito ang tinig ng Pinay na si Lizzie Villesta sa naging panayam ng SBS Chinese kasamang kanyang kabiyak na Australian na si David Menhenet. Nanirahan ang dalawa sa Hong Kong at nagdesisyong iwanan ng maingay at masikip na pamumuhay sa lungsod para sa pamumuhay sa regional Victoria.
Actually, my background in Hong Kong is working in events and marketing and all things hospitality background. But now I work in a community bank. What actually drove us to move was a mixture of things. It's the desire to have a work-life balance, self-sufficient lifestyle, and because of as well the geopolitical environmental that has been happening back home, especially, not sure, if you remember the Umbrella Revolution, for example. So yeah, and also a growing realization that we wanted to tread more lightly on the planet and have a sense of freedom.
As Lizzie said before, Hong Kong's one of the best cities I've ever lived in. The living arrangements were a little bit less than optimal. So we basically, the last apartment we had before we moved back to Australia was under 500 square feet on the 18th floor of an apartment building. So moving back to Australia to live somewhere like where we are now was a bit of a no-brainer. It was just time to go.
Sa halip na kumuha ng 30-year mortgage na aabot sa $1 milyong para sa isang traditional na bahay, mas piniling magtayo ng dalawa ng sariling tiny house.
If you've ever lived in Asia, you know that 90% of homes are tiny apartments in a massive apartment buildings at best. So moving somewhere like Australia, you're obviously going to want more space. And for many, success is measured by the square footage of your property. But for us, we began to see large homes as a different kind of trap, one that comes with like massive debt and endless maintenance. And we wanted to focus on intentional living and minimalism. So for us, a tiny home is a great option to allowing us to prioritize our freedom and financial independence.
We chose the tiny house on wheels, and it was a virtual no-brainer. It had these outstanding qualities: affordability in this environment of global housing crisis and economic uncertainty. It's a great alternative to what most Australians are looking down the barrel of now, which is a 30-year mortgage of up to $1 million to own an average home. So that's the first. Adaptability was our second, and it's on wheels, so you can move it and to wherever the view is pretty and there aren't bushfires and floods. So that was a huge plus as well. And then we liked the idea of living in a reduced footprint. So everything, as Lizzie said, we're 8 meters by 2.5 meters wide by 4.3 meters high. So everything is a massive reduction on materials to build to start with, which is great. And the money we save, we can put towards renting our quarter of an acre garden towards growing our own food. So these are all massive pluses. Also, I can't forget to mention living off grid. So living off grid means we're solar powered. So that's all our electricity comes from solar power. We have wood fired heating, which is how we basically heat our home. Rainwater catchment, which is where all our water comes from, excuse me. LPG gas and grey water filtration systems. And what this basically means is we don't pay any utilities bills. So it's cheaper that way.
Ang mga tiny house o tiny homes ay ang mga compact o maliliit at mobile homes na itinayo sa mga gulong o trailer kaya madaling ilipat ng pwesto. Ang laki ng mga ito ay halos kapareho ng isang shipping container, ngunit mas mataas lang ng kaunti. Sa Australia, humigit kumulang 15 taon ang mayroong mga tiny homes. Ang ilan sa mga ito ay ibinibenta bilang mga pambakasyon ng bahay at matatagpuan sa mga short-term rental platform tulad ng Airbnb. Karaniwang halaga ng mga pagpapatayo nito ay naglalaro sa pagitan ng $20,000 hanggang $200,000. Kwento nila David at Lisi, halos ganitong presyo inabot ang kanilang tiny home.
The $130,000 was the cost for us to just fully land a tiny house in our parking spot. But
No, you need to.
with the that's with the veranda, the rainwater catchment, and the grey water
And the solar.
filtration. And the solar system, but this did not include the 9 months of DIY labor it cost us both. So to have our home custom built, you can easily add 50,000 on top of that one. And bearing in mind the time when we built it, COVID, the prices of materials tripled. You can easily buy a house now, a tiny home, for like 75,000. So it's a bit more affordable, but just depends on what kind of what how you want your tiny house to be custom built. But I think the biggest the highest would be the solar, I
Yep.
think. We spend a lot on the solar
Easily.
energy. Yeah. The lowest cost is labor. For us, because we just did it all ourselves. Also, I just wanted to highlight we DIY'd everything, but with electricity and plumbing, those are the things we didn't want to touch. And so we had to, get
Employ
someone, employ
professionals.
professionals to be able to do this for us so that we know that we're in a place that is safe
We're
to
not gonna
dwell.
die.
Yeah.
Nagtulong ang dalawa upang idisenyo ito, bagamat wala silang formal na karanasan sa konstruksyon, natuto sila David at Lizzie na gamitin ang iba't ibang kagamitan sa loob ng 9 buwan ng pagkatayo ng bahay.
I essentially spent all the years in Hong Kong when we decided we were going to move to Australia and live in a tiny house. So it was essentially a year and a half that I spent designing stuff that would work in Australia. And where we were going to live, we weren't quite so sure of. And then when we got to building the tiny house, I did the majority of the building, but then Lizzie was better at stuff than me. So she could, and I don't know if these terms mean anything to you, she could route better than me. So using a router to carve channels in wood for whatever we needed, she was great. She's a better painter than me, and she had a better idea of the colors that would eventually end up on the outside and inside of our tiny house. So yeah, it was good.
Ibinahagi din ang dalawa mga hamon at kasiyahan sa pamumuhay sa tiny home.
The best part for me is being close to nature, and we have also a bit more freedom in a way. Well, somehow financially independent from all the talks of mortgages that we were talking about. And I just love how the community is where we are. It's very closely knitted, and it's like in Hong Kong we know our neighbors, like say hello, hello, lei ho, but that's it. There's no relationship. But whereas here we barely have a neighbor where we are, but somehow we're kind of close, and you can reach out to them anytime. They've helped us
Like the
heaps,
bushfires.
especially during bushfire season. Because we're not very familiar with this area. And so they give us advice and all those things. They're very welcoming, and which we're grateful for. And our landlord, we're very lucky to have found a really cool and really down-to-earth landlord as well. So
So the biggest challenges have been our relationship to space, storage space, and possessions. With a minimalist lifestyle, what you're trying to do is cut down on as many possessions as you possess. And you need to create space in order to have things and stuff. Does that make sense? Yep. So you can't buy something new unless you've got space in your wardrobe to put it in.
to get rid of it.
And so shopping lists become important, and dividing those shopping lists into needs, like things you need to survive, and wants, things you want but don't have any bearing on your survival. It's just, I want a new dress, I want a new coat, I want a new phone. So those are things that you don't necessarily need to survive. The biggest benefit, apart from the physical benefits listed above, is the realization that we can be highly adaptable to survive in any environment.
Bagaman pinili ng mag-asawa na huwag muna mag-anak, may dalawa silang alagang pusa. Pero kung sakali anyang biyayaan sila ng supling, plano nilang gumawa pa ng isa pang tiny home para sa mga bata. Sa kasalukuyan, natatamasaan nila Lizzie at David ang benepisyo ng tiny home sa Australia. Bagaman aminado silang ang pamumuhay na ito ay hindi para sa lahat.
Really depends on the person and how they are accepting of the lifestyle that they're gonna get into. There is a growing community that is going towards this alternative living because of the pressures that the housing crisis is,
Causing.
causing at the moment. And it just gives the future generation a little bit of hope to be able to own a little bit of something, or yeah, because it's just been it's a challenge to be able to buy and own a property, I guess, not only in Australia but also in big cities at the moment. So yeah, you just gotta be have an open mind if you want to live the way we live, but it is certainly possible.
Mula sa panayam ni Molina Luy ng SBS Chinese, ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.